DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, widespread haze, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the south at 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, cloudy, isolated showers and thunderstorms overnight. Temperatures, upper 60s. Right now, it's 52.
This is Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. Authorities say the body of a swimmer who went missing over the weekend in Cheney Reservoir has been found. The Reno County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post that a fisherman contacted the Cheney State Park office on Monday morning after finding what he thought might be the body of the man who disappeared Saturday near M&M Campground. Several Kansas Department of Wildlife Parks boats responded to the area and performed the recovery. The sheriff's office identified the missing swimmer as 48-year-old Ty Friel of Wichita. Authorities in Saline County are seeing a spike in COVID-19 cases. The health department there said the percentage rate for tests over the last 2 weeks is now up to 12.21% positive, and there are 21 patients with COVID-19 in hospitals. KWCH-TV reports the county said 68 of its new cases are breakthrough cases. That's about 1% of the total cases. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Coronavirus in Kansas. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reports another 1,703 Kansans tested positive for the coronavirus in the period of Friday through Sunday. In that time frame, KDHE says another 11 Kansans died linked to COVID-19, and another 52 Kansans have been hospitalized with it. There have been 66 more cases of the COVID-19 Delta variant discovered in Kansas in that time frame. KDHE releases coronavirus and vaccination numbers each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Kansas Wesleyan University says it'll require face masks for all individuals on campus and is offering a $100 incentive for those who are vaccinated or get a vaccine. In an email to students, the university said the mask policy will go into effect tomorrow and be in place in all indoor spaces or when social distancing is not possible in private offices. The incentives will be paid in September after Labor Day. Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. An 8-foot bulge near the north end of Offutt Air Force Base's single runway will disappear during a $198 million reconstruction project that is the most extensive in its history. The Omaha World Herald reports that for the past 5 months, construction equipment has been swarming over Offutt's 2-mile runway, chewing it to bits and depositing it into giant piles of rubble. Much of that concrete will eventually be recycled, mixed with other fill, and compacted to form a base for the new runway. The runway had deteriorated so badly by 2015 it was ranked as the worst of any of the 17 bases operated by the Air Force's Air Combat Command. A record high number of passengers at the Kearney Regional Airport made July the busiest month in history. KRVN reports 3,214 passengers left on a jet in July. Mid-America Network News.
Elder abuse, neglect, and exploitation comes in many forms. Elder abuse is taking money or valuable items, pushing, shoving, or leaving bruises. It's leaving the elderly unattended or without food when they cannot care for themselves. If you know or suspect an elderly person is being abused physically, emotionally, sexually, or financially, call the Kansas Adult Protective Services Hotline at 1-800-922-5330. Elder Kansans deserve honor and respect, not abuse. Remember, elder abuse is a crime. Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and aired in cooperation with the station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Monday discussed recent COVID cases among Area Agency on Aging staff, determining there was no exposure in the Agency on Aging building. County Health Nurse Sue Rhodes did report there were 109 COVID tests performed in July with 34 positive results, seven of those the new Delta variant. Rhodes feels Marshall County has a very good vaccination rate, and the mask mandate is not warranted at this time. Reportedly, one person died last week in the county due to COVID, another was hospitalized. Rosalie Mybert of Summerfield encouraged the board to look into a 99 truck route in which the 9-mile intersection from the state line south on 99 be redirected a mile east, then 26th Road developed as a blacktop to U.S. 36 to eliminate three 90-degree turns on Highway 99 going into Beatty. Mybert presented the board with accident statistics and other information. A motion was approved for purchase of a new 2021 motor grader, priced at $298,000, with trade-in for a net cost of $175,000. Public Works will begin moving dirt to close a cell and open a new cell at a landfill soon. Commissioners approved lease of a 2012 dozer at $11,000 per month, which could be applied to purchase price if the board later decides to go that direction. Marshall County has received a road use agreement draft regarding the Greenbelt Express Transmission Line. County Councilor will be in contact with Invenergy to complete draft recommendations for consideration. After a review of projects, a motion passed to pay the City of Waterville $6,000 out of the Special Parks and Recreation Fund to assist with renovation of their parks. Waterville Township Board members met to update the Unicorn Road cattle guard situation. Cattle guards were placed without permission from the township or permits from the county. Waterville Township has retained counsel and will keep commissioners updated. Pictures were presented of temporary fencing that was put up to protect the cemetery, but is not keeping cattle out. Township maintains and mows the cemetery. Marshall County General Public Transit will be offering free rides to Marshall County residents the entire month of August. Please contact the office for further details at 562-2020. Washington County Commissioners meeting last week discussed the federal funding grant and processes for spending decisions. It was suggested to coordinate with North Central Regional Planning Commission. Final decisions will be authority of commissioners. A contract with Greenbelt Transmission Line is being developed with cooperation of a county attorney. $150,000 in grant funding has been approved for distribution to Washington County businesses impacted by COVID. Any business operating prior to March 1st of last year, that is retaining jobs with half or more qualifying as low to moderate income families, is eligible to apply. Payroll, rent, utilities, inventory, and other expenses may qualify for reimbursement if state and federal tax obligations are current. Applications and details are available through Washington County Economic Partnership Director John Bruna at 785-747-8304, and information is on the organization website, wacoeco.org. That's WACOECO.org. Nemahal County Commissioners heard an update from the Road and Bridge Supervisor that he spoke with the Department of Transportation again about upcoming projects, including Highway 187 in Nemahal County. The state's willing to fund $30,000 to $40,000 to help with improvements on 120th Road in preparation, since 120th will see an increase in traffic due to road closure on Highway 18. Gage County Board of Supervisors last week discussed the county budget being completed, including budget requests by the Highway Department. Planning and Zoning will meet again August 10th to further consider wind farm regulations. Road and Bridge Committee discussed a bridge on the Nebraska-Kansas state line. An elderly Bern woman, Lulu Korber, died Saturday morning after her side-by-side utility vehicle left the roadway and rolled just south of 2844 L Road in Nemaha County about 8:30 a.m. Lulu B. Korber, age 78 of Bern, was pronounced dead at the scene. Dorothy L. Potts, age 89, formerly of Washington, passed away June the 8th. Funeral service Wednesday, August 4th at 10:30 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Potts. Donna J. Kelly, age 81, of Holmesville, Nebraska, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the Christ Community Church in Beatrice. Family will greet friends at the church Tuesday evening from 6 until 8. Gertis Meyer Funeral Home assisting with arrangements for Donna Kelly. Ronald G. Burton, age 78, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Summerfield Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 4 until 8, at the Axtell-Andreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Ron Burton. Delpha J. Nelson, age 92, of Blue Rapids, passed away July 28th. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. Burial St. John's Lutheran Cemetery. Family will see friends Wednesday, 6:30 until 8, at the Anderis Fifely Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Delpha Nelson. Brady Mills, age 23, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Burial in the Aurora, Kansas, St. Peter's Cemetery. Visitation Thursday noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Brady Mills. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a pork tender with a bun, potato salad, bananas and pudding. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time, 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, high pressure system across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest, and we're seeing winds aloft out of the north, northwest, and that's going to bring more hazy conditions across the central upper parts in the Midwest for this Tuesday. Dry weather for tonight and into tomorrow. We do have a system that will bring us some isolated showers and thunderstorms Wednesday night into Thursday. Otherwise, we're going to see a ridge move back in and back into the 90s starting on Friday. So across the area, hazy, sunny, mid-80s. Winds will be from the southeast at 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, cloudy, isolated storms overnight, upper 60s. For Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures back into the 90s. That's a look at your local forecast. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 91. Record high on this date, 111. The average low, 69. The record low, 50. We were just 2 degrees off that record low at 52 this morning. Sunset this evening, 8:37. Sunrise in the morning at 6:30. And we are again at 52 degrees. Sunshine this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 3rd of August. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
NBA free agency blitz. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Several NBA teams wasted little time kicking off free agency, including the Miami Heat. ESPN reports the Heat will acquire Raptors guard Kyle Lowry in a sign-and-trade deal worth up to $90 million over 3 years. ESPN NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski says the team's disappointing first-round exit to the eventual champion Bucks played a big part in the decision to go after Lowry.
This is certainly your ultimate win-now team, with a lot of key players in their 30s. Certainly Kyle Lowry at 35 years old, and Jimmy Butler. And Kyle Lowry's going to improve this team.
The Heat also re-signed Duncan Robinson to a five-year, $90 million extension, the largest deal ever signed by a former undrafted player. Chris Paul's returning to the Suns on a four-year deal. All-star guard Trae Young agreed to a five-year extension with the Hawks, $207 million. At the Tokyo Olympics, Norway's Carsten Warholm broke his own world record in the men's 400-meter hurdles to win gold. Warholm's finish of 45.95 seconds shattered his previous record by 76 hundredths of a second. American Ray Benjamin took silver with a second-place finish of just over 46 seconds. Fellow American Allison Felix cruised to the semifinals of the women's 400-meter dash. Baseball, the kings of the late-game rally struck again, this time in the nation's capital.
Swinging a line drive into left field. There's a base hit down the line. Jankowski will score. Here comes Segura, and it's a two-run single for JT Realmuto.
The call on WIP after Gene Segura's double tied the game at three. JT Realmuto's two-run single put the Phillies back on top for good. The Phils outlasted the Nationals 7-5 to pull within 2.5 games of the first-place Mets in the National League East. Yankees ace Gerrit Cole will not make his scheduled start tonight against the Orioles after testing positive for COVID. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Ribs or burn ends? Burn ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
New for 2021 at the Nordis Motor Company is a Silverado 1500 model work truck. It's a sturdy 4x4. They have a 2021 Chevy Blazer Sport Edition and Trailblazer all-wheel drive. Take your choice. And a 2021 Buick Envision Essence. Awaiting your test drive today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A Senate subcommittee yesterday advanced a fiscal 2022 funding bill for USDA and the Food and Drug Administration that would provide $7 billion in disaster assistance. The disaster funding includes $6.28 billion to extend USDA's Wildlife and Hurricane Indemnity Program Plus program for losses in 2020 and 2021, along with an additional $750 million set aside for losses livestock producers suffered due to drought and wildfires this year. The total cost of the legislation, which the Senate Ag Appropriations Subcommittee approved last night, is $25.9 billion, which would be a $2.46 billion increase from fiscal year 2021. The full Appropriations Committee will consider the measures on Wednesday. Poor weather caused second corn crop yields in south central Brazil to drop to the lowest level in 10 years. After drought and frost combined to spoil much of the crop, Brazilian farmers are now expecting to harvest 51.6 million tons, almost 19 million below the 70.5 million they brought in during the last harvest. Failure of the 2021 corn crop planted with much delay due to the later soybean harvest, the result of a lack of rain in most of the producing areas in April and May, according to Brazilian agribusiness consultancy Ag Rural. They said the frost starting at the end of June and lasting until now reduced yields also caused quality problems. The spoiled second corn crop hurt Brazil's export prospect and increased the need for corn imports. The cold and damp weather over the previous weeks also limited farmers' harvesting pace, with growers collecting just 46% of their crop in south central Brazil through last Thursday. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today.
Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Well, friends, it wasn't too long ago we were cutting wheat right here. Remember that? You were on the combine with me. Well, it's a gamble, friends. When you're out here on the farm trying to produce a product that's called soybeans after wheat, no-till, all of that's strange to me because I haven't done that except the last two or three years, and it's working out better than I expected. But in any event, this is no-till soybeans after wheat. Looking pretty doggone good, and thank goodness we just got 2 inches of rain on it. That'll kind of make this crop come along pretty good. One of the things, of course, that is really on everybody's mind if you're growing any kind of crop, and that's the weed control. Here's an example. I've spent $37 an acre to kill those. Didn't get that one, but I did get most of them, friends, because I can be very happy with the amount of weeds that are left out here. So what are we going to do? Well, dicamba comes to mind right off the bat. I didn't use it. Didn't want to because we have people living close here, could kill their trees, could kill their gardens. And the EPA and USDA and a lot of people are watching pretty closely the complaints that are coming in right now. 2,4-D is number two. Dicamba, number one, on complaints right now to those agencies. They're watching it closely. They say they're not going to make any decisions. Right now, we can't use dicamba after June 30th. Quite honestly, I don't want to use it even before June 30th because I'm not wanting the risk of hurting other people's property and maybe even mine. So we've used something else. It looks like we've gotten a pretty good control at this particular point in time. You can see all the dead ones out here. There'll be a few live ones, and there'll be a few come back, too. And, folks, that makes the old crop tough to make a buck or two on if they get too thick. We'll let you know. Stay tuned for the next Techline Report.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas, every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Cakeland informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always.
Bicycling doesn't have to be all about speed and performance, all about the movement to put the enjoyment back in cycling today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible 2-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and declining energy levels. At meltingbelly.com, we share this 2-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new 2-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 3rd, the 215th day of the year. Homemaking guru Martha Stewart shares a birthday with crooner Tony Bennett. If you enjoy bicycling but don't fit in with a spandex-wearing speed racing crowd, here's some good news. There's another option called slow biking for those who prefer to relax and take in the scenery. Slow biking clubs are popping up all over where like-minded cyclists can enjoy the sport at a slower pace. We've even heard of slow bike races. The winner, of course, is the last to cross the finish line. So check around for a slow bike club near you. And if your bike has fenders, a basket, or a wide seat, all the better. That's how they roll in the slow bike club. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 52 degrees, just 2 degrees off a record low for this date. Sunshine out with highs in the lower to mid 80s again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports for a Tuesday. Football. Travis Kelce back on the practice field for the Chiefs as of yesterday. The tight end returned to practice after missing some time with tightness in his back and hips. And safety Armani Watts was back on the field after he'd been placed on the PUP list. Offensive lineman Mike Remmers remained out for the defending AFC champions' fifth full squad workout. He also was held out of Saturday's practice with back spasms and his absence, making it more difficult for the Chiefs to try combinations of their reworked offensive line during training camp. New father and Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes received a surprise from his daughter Sterling Sky to let him know that he'd been admitted to the 99 Club for a third year in a row. Sterling Sky suited up with the help of mom Brittany Matthews and Madden NFL to announce that Mahomes was again part of the 99 Club for the upcoming Madden NFL 22. Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
There's no time to kill between the cradle and the grave. Father time still takes a toll on every minute that you save. Legal tender's never gonna change the number on your days. The highest cost of living's dying. That's one everybody pays. So have it spent before you get the bill. There's no time to kill. If we'd known 10 years ago today would be 10 years from now, would we spend tomorrow's yesterdays and make it last somehow? Or be the cheers in someone else's game and never learn to play? Every day, the grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. Even I said it, probably always will. But I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been in. Quit this work and worry, looking back where I've been. Don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. If we had an hourglass to watch each one go by, or a bell to mark each one to pass, we'd see just how they fly. Would we escalate the value to be worth its weight in gold? Or would we never know the fortunes that we had till we grow old? Just keep killing time until there's no time to kill. No time to kill, even I said it, probably always will. But I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been.
I could be wild as a gypsy, doing just what I please. My back to the past and my thumb in the breeze. I might be free, but where would I be if I didn't love you? If I didn't love you. I could roll down a river and never come back. Ride on a railroad.